let you know a little bit about him. You've heard a lot about daddies, but now we have a dada. And dada means senior brother. We have three senior brothers in the institution, and brother Nive is one of them. But you see him now as our very senior, revered brother, Silverhead. But he came into contact with the institution about 52 years ago as a young, dashing engineer from the Indian Navy. And what he learned from the Brahma Kumaris was what he had been searching for in his life. And if you go, when you go to Pandabhavan, you might see a very big photograph of this young man, and that's how he was 52 years ago. Brother Nirvay has played a very instrumental role with the institution, especially coming from the engineering background as the institution expanded, and there was a lot of technical details that had to be understood. It was Brother Nirvay who was the advisor to the Dadis. We started off with that small, what now appears small, place in Pandabhavan, which you'll be visiting. And to develop this area needed quite a bit of understanding of the construction, logistics that had to go into it. And Brother Nirvay was quite familiar with all this. And another very instrumental role he played was in setting up the global hospital, which you visited yesterday. And he's currently the managing trustee for the hospital. His official title today, he's the Secretary General of the Brahma Kumaris and the spokesperson for the Brahma Kumaris. And in the early years when we first came and everyone was not familiar with the double foreigners, it was Brother Nirvay who catered, looked after us. And he would sit in the courtyard in Pandabhavan. When you go there, you'll see. And his trademark is a white handkerchief. You still have it, Nirvay Bhai? Not today. Oh. And he used to wave all of us with this white handkerchief. And so this would be the last, you know, scene we saw as we left the gates of Pandabhavan, Brother Nirvay waving his handkerchief to us. So he's got a very loving nature, very easy nature, and this really helped us a lot in the early years when we were quite unfamiliar with India, the culture, and what to do. So he was really like a big brother to all of us. And of course, Brother Nirvay is a real resource of spiritual wisdom. He is a very powerful yogi, and he's given numerous, numerous classes. You might be able to get some of those on the DVDs, on the CDs. So anyway, this morning we are very, very fortunate to have him share with us, Brother Nirvay.
Good morning. First of all, I am thankful to Sister Aruna and Sister Bharati for giving me this opportunity to be here this morning. And the topic for this session is very interesting. What is the topic? Do you remember? Pardon? Overcoming fear. Overcoming fear in uncertain times. My question is, Is there any uncertain time? Is there any uncertain time? Or should we take it this way, that at this time, uncertainty is a normal thing in life? Many things happen suddenly. For example, this is supposed to be the best weather for Mount Abu. But this year, after 141 years, we are facing a very strange weather. It never rains at this time. It was 141 years ago when there was rain. In between, nothing happened. No one was ready for the rains at this time. Especially when I think about your coming to Mount Abu, the way Mount Abu must have been introduced to you, it's such a beautiful place, nice place, comforting place. And when you come here, it's all cold. And wet. So these vagaries of present day times, they are, I think, normal these days. We never had such rains ever before during these months. And there were cyclonic storms in Gujarat, in Rajasthan, in Madhya Pradesh, in Maharashtra, everywhere, in South India. Lot of loss for crops, especially cotton crops in India. So there are uncertainties. Then in our daily life, many things happen. So there is always the element of fear. Is there anyone who doesn't have that element? Anyone who never fears anything? So the fear of the unknown is always there. But a person who is enlightened, who understands different laws pertaining to the self, to interpersonal relations, and also pertaining to the universal phenomena. He accepts things as they come, normally. A person who expects a lot due to very many expectations, things may not happen the way we expect. That may cause fear. recently. When I say recently, I saw one movie recently, but that was made 6-7 years ago in America. The Secret, you might have seen. It's a very interesting movie connected with today's topic. The essence of the movie is never have negative thoughts. If you create one negative thought, even if you try to avoid it later on, you have already created one, and that's going to have its effect. So the question is how to remain positive under all circumstances. I was just reflecting on this thought. One is the way you are here exploring different aspects of spirituality, different aspects of meditation, different aspects of some of the principles of life, principle of karma. Nothing happens unless there is a thought. The seed is the thought. Then the thought takes the form. But what is the basis of our thought? You had the thought of coming to Mount Abu. What was the basis? The basis was to participate in the retreat. But that didn't happen just like that. Someone came to you, or someone called you. Someone shared the news that there is going to be a retreat. There is reason. There is cause. Cause and effect. The effect becomes the cause for the next thought. So it's a very subtle process. If we have accepted uncertainties of life to be certain, then we can overcome fear. We should be ready for uncertainties. While traveling, you have booked your baggage. You are sure the baggage would reach. But due to someone connected with your airline, not very particular, the baggage is left behind. That would definitely upset your thoughts, your mind. But there are people who are experienced in facing such problems during travel, and what they do, they keep a small bag with them with two dresses in them. There might have been times when such uncertainties were not there. There are always good times. So we are at such a time of the world cycle, I would say, when both good and bad, both the things will happen. Let's accept both. Let's feel nice about good things. Let's be ready for the things which are not going to be very nice. Your participation in this retreat is a very good sign, as you are going to learn very beautiful secrets. Such secrets, one is the secret about the happenings, the law of karma, and the other is the secret of preparing yourself to face any eventuality, any uncertainties. For that, there is the power of inner silence. Through meditation, we are able to develop that power. We learn meditation here, and that meditation is on one side making a person very peaceful inside, very relaxed. But the meditation is connected with the source of all power. We link our thoughts, we link our mind with the source of all positivity, the Supreme Being. Because of that connection, because of that nearness with the Supreme, by and by, over the time, we start feeling the experience of getting empowered. The self becomes more and more firm, feels good, and the power of positivity multiplies. There is widening of consciousness. The depth multiplies. And because of that, encompassing the thought of unlimited consciousness. There is something, there is one aspect of spiritual knowledge which we learn here. Though it is based on cause and effect understanding, but the cyclic happenings, we see the cyclic happenings in 1 year. But there are certain cyclic happenings in the history of mankind. It takes time to understand that. It doesn't come in our understanding very fast, but knowing that a day will come when you are introduced to that aspect of spiritual knowledge, there comes the thought, there is nothing new. If you already know that there is something going to happen and you are prepared for it, you won't have any fear. As they say, change is the order of the day. Change is going to be there. But there is one thing, if that is properly explored, understood, and lived, then the fear from the heart, fear from the mind goes. That is, accepting your own identity, which is eternal. Your own self, your own spiritual being, you are the one who is eternal, indestructible. Even when so many happenings are there, without notice, you are there to notice everything. This is something which we all have forgotten. Something which should have been there naturally in our consciousness. But over the centuries, we forgot to identify the self with our spiritual being. So a new beginning has to be there. I'm sure after listening to the sisters, especially by Sister Jayanti, the topic she covered, you must have had some moments of silence and meditation. And from that, some experience, how you become an observer to your own self. You observe your own thoughts, you observe your own likings, you observe your own dislikings. So if we accept ourselves to be spiritual beings, and we also understand that I, the Self, the spiritual being, is eternal, then you can live in eternity. And once you form the habit, at this time we have to form the habit which would become natural. If you can do that, the fear from the mind would go away. Otherwise not. Soul or self or spiritual self is eternal, indestructible, can't be destroyed, is observer all the time, performing all actions, experiencing the reactions, and as a spectator, observing everything. This is the secret of spiritual learning, becoming naturally conscious of the Self as a spiritual being. Each one of us are gifted with that speciality. We need to explore it, value it, multiply it, so that we are able to live as human souls naturally. And that is through meditation. When we do that, we are able to experience our own natural qualities of the Self, being peaceful, being loveful, being happy all the time. The smile would come back and stay naturally on your face, because the thought of uncertainty goes. It's certain you are an eternal being. You are the performer. You are the doer, and you are the one who experiences everything. Learning, coming into action, the only thing is being it. Everlasting actors in this world drama, if we learn to be natural, we can free ourselves from fear completely. Explore the beauty of your own natural self. Each one of us we love to be peaceful. We love to express the feelings of love towards each other, because they are our natural qualities of the Self. Look at the little newborn baby. Just imagine can't speak, but just through the vision, looking at mom or dad or near and dear one, see the way the little one starts bubbling, dancing, smiling. What's the mode of communication? Which language is being used at that time? It's the vibrations of love. It's the feeling of belonging. Nothing else. Based on that, if we can accept ourselves and everyone else, not just ourselves but everyone else, as spiritual beings, we all belong to one supreme soul. Eternally, we are related with each other. Just imagine. Irrespective of our physical family background or background of nationality or anything. As human souls, we are belonging to each other because we are children of one Supreme Father. If that kind of outlook is there, if we can interact with each other on that level, the quotient of fear goes. We don't have fear from anyone then, because we have no enemies. So observing silence to become conscious of the self and connect our thoughts, connect our mind, connect our hearts with the Supreme Being, the ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of bliss. It gladdens our hearts. It brings very soothing feeling within. And when you are all the time connected in the thought of being God's child, and you are able to keep His company in your consciousness, you develop the confidence of fearlessness. He is with us. God is with us. Where is the question of fear then? What to fear of then? The All-Powerful One is with us. We are His children. So during meditations, we develop this power of silence. Power of consciousness of eternity. Each soul, each spiritual being is eternal. Eternally peaceful, eternally loveful, eternally blissful. So let's live that express it in our day-to-day life and see how beautiful life becomes. The fear goes away. What remains with us? The beauty of spiritual self. Nothing else. Is it clear? In case you like to ask anything on that aspect, please ask. Otherwise, we can have some moments of silence, meditation, and explore our own selves, our own relationship with the Supreme, and derive power to face any eventualities of the unknown. Anyone who likes to ask anything? No one? Yes, please.
Is meditation the only thing we can do to get to that thing? Or is there another way? Something else?
There is another way also. If you are knowledgeful about things and you are prepared for any eventuality, then also you can become fearless.
Thank you very much.
Yes, brother. On the back side.
Om Chanti. Claustrophobia is a kind of fear. So how would you advise a person who fears confined places or places of height? How do they confront their fears?
One has to go to the depth. What causes that phobia? What I can think of is, it's based on an experience of the past. If you believe in rebirth, in some previous life, something has happened. And that causes that phobia. Through this understanding that is something of the past, it's not going to repeat, then you can conquer it. Secondly, if you can keep your mind connected or focused on God, the Supreme, the All-Powerful One, then also you can conquer it. These two things, they will help to conquer that phobia. Okay? Yes, please.
Om Shanti. There have been lots of suicide cases among youngsters, and I think that is the fear of failure. So how do they overcome this fear?
Education is the only way. Through educating the youngsters in the right direction, we have to educate them. Otherwise, because of lack of education, many, many things happen. Many negativities happen. So proper education is the answer. Rebuilding that confidence in the youngsters. We have been experimenting with these things here in India. During every summer vacation, we invite children of the age of 8 to 16. for small 1 week special workshops. The children are guided, educated, and they also learn meditation. And they emerge successful. They are able to conquer fear. Because self-development, self-empowerment, this is the answer. Otherwise, there is no way out. There are many, misconceptions on one side and distractions on the other side. Especially the present day exposure through television. They show a lot of horror films, and if the children look at them, they can be affected. So we have to educate the children what is good for them, what is not good for them. It takes little time.
Morning, brother. If we have fear on certain situations, but we have overcome it with meditation and spiritual knowledge. However, after many years, despite of constant meditations, the fear still attacks us, suddenly. Why and how can we overcome it? Thank you.
We have to develop one special ability in ourselves. As I was sharing about that movie, The Secret, by chance, if the thought of fear comes, it will reflect at some point. So we have to develop, you know, by practice, the thought that we belong to Supreme Father, Supreme Being, who is all-powerful one, and being His eternal children, we eternally inherit that quality of being Master Almighty. Master Almighty, the thought would be a bit absurd at this time. But it's when you have acquired complete knowledge and you have also had the experience of your closeness with the Supreme Being through meditation, the self-confidence comes. And then there is another aspect in this experimenting with meditation. You are able to spread the vibrations, spiritual vibrations, positive vibrations, powerful vibrations, and they would counteract the negative vibrations. Then the fear will not come. So these are simple experiments which we need to do it in our day-to-day life. For that purpose, we have been learning. The moment you get up in the morning, the first thing you need to do is good morning to God. The very first thought. Before you go to sleep at night, again, good night to God. It's not difficult. It's so easy. As they say, God is just a thought away, nothing else. So use it. Use that information and try it. It's so easy. It's so interesting also. The day you forget, something may happen. The next day you will remind yourself, I forgot, so this happened, now I will not forget. But that's the way we learn. Okay? Yes, please.
Good morning, brother. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
I have a very interesting question today. In the path of learning this knowledge, especially for beginners, sometimes we do have sort of fear in certain extent in misinterpreting the teaching of the father. Just like the example of Dude Muni, where my father say we should not see movies and we should not read the external novels. But brother has telling the example of looking at the movies for a teaching topics. So sometimes, how do we go in between so that we don't confuse ourselves? Thank you.
Ji. Samjha. See, we learn from our own experience. First thing is the value of our own time. Now, time doesn't mean the number of hours. It's the time of our thought. The value of our thought. If we can have value for that, not to waste our thoughts, you will be able to use your time in a very nice, very positive, very productive way. That's one. Number two, for learning we see some of the movies, some of the documentaries for learning's sake. As long as the attitude is to learn, there is nothing wrong in it. The only problem is, these days, we are bombarded with so many kinds of movies, so many kinds. And they are all not helpful to us for our goal, what we want to achieve in life. And nor we have so much time to look at every movie and then decide which is good, which is bad. Thirdly, it's after some time when we understand that we have to do something different from what the other people are doing. We have to become instruments of change for the better. Then we start thinking of making our own movies. That will satisfy you, that you see movies but of your own choice. Okay? Thank you. So can we just relax, sit straight? Just reflect on the thought. am a being of light, eternal light, star-like being. Pure and peaceful, belonging to the Supreme Being. Who is remembered as ocean of purity and peace. Is the protector of all the human souls, rather entire universe. I belong to him. He's so kind, so loving, so beautiful. Just the thought of being his child, inheriting his quality, I feel so great. My self-confidence multiplies. I am a peaceful, loveful soul. A peaceful soul, a loveful soul.
So our tradition here is we don't clap like this, we clap like this. So can we give him a big round of applause? In this way we still maintain the silence that Brother Niver is so famous for. You feel he took you into silence? Yeah. Thank you so much for coming, giving us your precious time.